The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Number of drivers caught speeding and driving while intoxicated fell last year, but the number of incidents of using a mobile phone while driving is on the rise. I'm joined by Kevin Doyle, Group Head of News at Media House, Executive Editor of the Irish Independent. He's on the line. Kevin, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, there are lies, damn lies and statistics. Can we link the fall in detections with a rise in fatalities?
Well, no one has done the study in An Garda Síochána or the Department of Justice, Pat, that can very definitely tell you exactly what's going on in our roads at the moment. But I think it's very clear that the trend the last couple of years now, it's not a blip. It's not a situation that we had a couple of really particularly bad fatal crashes with multiple fatalities. There is clearly something happening on our roads that is driving the numbers up. And I suppose what we've done is try to crunch some of the stats around that to see what is happening out there. And it found exactly what you headlined there with Pat, which is that the number of people speeding is falling and the number of people with drink driving is falling. And mobile phones, more or less static on mobile phones. It's up a small bit, but not a huge amount. So you can't say for definite they're linked, but I think common sense would tell you there's something going on in that scenario.
Now, the question is that the numbers tell us about detections. They don't tell us about absolute numbers, I suppose. So the question is, perhaps the number of people drinking while driving or driving while drinking is actually down. Perhaps the number of people who are actually speeding is down. Could that be so? We simply don't know, or whether it's just a lack of Garda resources.
Well, it is possible. Of course, anything is possible. But I suppose anecdotally, I think most drivers will tell you that that's not what they see on the roads. But it also comes against the backdrop where roads policing, the numbers actually in that area has fallen dramatically, down 100 since 2021. But it's down nearly, 350 more, nearly 400 since 2009, when we were on a better trajectory. And numbers were falling year on year, and we thought we were doing particularly well around road safety. So it's against that backdrop, you could argue that there is much less Gardaí doing roads policing than there was in the past.
So basically, we can assume probably quite reasonably that people's behaviour statistically probably doesn't change, and it's the rate of detection which has changed, particularly when you look at the number of accidents and the number of fatalities, which is going absolutely now in the wrong direction.
Yeah, when An Garda would tell you this, when they go out on the road to do the speed cameras or to do the breath tests, they have a fair idea what they'll come back with, depending on what stretch of road they are in terms of the percentage of people that they actually stop for how many they will find are speeding and how many they will find were drink driving. Mobile phones probably done more often than not by Garda on the move, if you know what I mean, in their vehicles and spotting somebody on the other side of the road and spinning around and going after them. But the Garda have a fair idea in terms of what they catch there. We saw the minister for road safety himself admitting last week that he has never been breathalyzed, and the head of the RSA admitting she had never been breathalyzed while out driving over all those years that we've had drink driving roadside testing.
There's another subtlety here. Have they ever been stopped to be breathalyzed? Because that's different from being breathalyzed. Good evening, minister. Carry on. The minister's been driven by a driver and it's not relevant anyway. But do you know what I mean? The guard who spots a minister in a car and decides to breathalyze them is, do you remember that old Brian Lenihan senior line, will you have a pint or will you have a transfer?
Yeah, and technically you're not allowed, I think, to stop a TD on his way to Leinster House if they're going for official business. But I think in this day and age, after all the scandals we've had, it would be a brave Garda that would wave on a minister or indeed the head of the Road Safety Authority, especially when we see what's going on at the minute. So I don't think there's anything to suggest that. I think they were being honest, strangely honest in the sense that when they said it struck me, there's nobody think that's a problem, that the fear is gone from a lot of people because they don't believe, particularly you see it down the country, they don't believe that they'll meet a checkpoint on the way home at midnight or 1 o'clock after a couple in the pub.
Now, the Garda have pointed out that over the recent years, they have invested in technologies, handheld speed detection devices. You've been writing about this morning, and number plate detection technology in cars. But there's so much more, Kevin, that they could be doing. For example, I'm sure you pass one of these things every morning. I certainly do. which tells me the speed I'm at. And if I'm over the speed limit in the area, it goes red, the number, and tells you what speed you're doing. And if you then slow down and fall beneath that threshold, the number goes green and tells you that you're now doing 48 kilometres instead of 52 kilometres per hour. There's nothing to stop a camera being installed on those machines technically, but is there a legal reason why they can't do that?
Well, no, and this is something that the guards told me they want to do more of. It, these ideas, not particularly those ones that you often, I think a lot of times you see those ones outside schools, and they do immediately impact you when you realise, oh, I am going 68 and I should be back down in the green. You do adjust your behaviour just by having it flashed in your face, I guess. But what the guards want to do now, which is they're basically building a business case to go and ask the Department of Justice for enough money to install static speed cameras basically all over the country. They want to get 100 of them, Pat. We have two at the minute. People will be familiar. It's been in the Port Tunnel for years, mm-hmm. But there's one on the M7 people might be more aware of because you see the big yellow poles on the side of the road down between Nina and Bird Hill, that kind of area on the N7. And they basically measure your speed over a 9 kilometre stretch. And if you're going above the 120, you obviously get to the other end of the track before you is too fast and you get your speed camera. So there's plans for more of them this year. They're going to put one on the N2, which is brings you Dublin Road up to Monaghan, one on the N3, which is the kind of Mead Cavan area, and then one on the N5, which is the Longford Road over to Westport. So that's really the direction I think the guards are going, which I guess means you need less Gardaí to actually
It means, though, you have to have stretches of road from which there are no exits.
Correct. Yes. And I mean, you can obviously spin off most motorways if you leave them too far. So I guess there's a lot of planning in that. And the other point is they're often placed on motorways, which is it's kind of easy enough to regulate your speed up and down to back down to 120 for that stretch of road and off you go again. So they're not a one stop fixes all.
I mean, have you driven that section of the M7 regularly? Because I have, and I notice, you know, you're looking at your speed, you're trying to keep it comfortably below, because sometimes inadvertently it can creep up and you don't want your average to be over 120. So you tend to drive even a little bit slower than 120, maybe 110, 105, whatever it might be. But then it's like the beginning of a Grand Prix when people reach the end of that section. When they exit from the control zone, they speed off at an incredible rate of knots.
Yeah, I think that's probably the experience of most people, Pat, who've done that. You see the red lights, brake lights flashing on just as you approach the yellow signs, and then off you go on the other side. So there is certainly a lot. And I mean, the minister has talked about personal responsibility and personal behaviour, but you're right. You do adjust and then you readjust because suddenly you realise you're probably 3 or 4 or 5 minutes behind time on whatever time you were aiming to get to Limerick or wherever you were going. So people do. But the guards would argue that the very fact that they got you to slow down in the first place, I suppose, is it makes you aware of what you're doing, and maybe overall driver behaviour improves on the basis of that. There's actually 500 of those cameras in Scotland, believe it or not, Pat. So they're pretty common in other countries. We just seem to be very far behind the trend.
Yeah. And you don't necessarily have to do it over such a long period. If you know there's a particularly dangerous stretch of road from which there are no exits, it could be half a kilometre long. But you know it's dangerous and people tend to speed. Why not just do it there? Do you know? Because when you're being done for speeding in the normal way, it could be just a momentary lapse on your part that brings you up above the threshold and you're done instantly. Whereas the 9 kilometre thing, I mean, you could be doing 150 kilometres an hour for a section of it just because you've got a new car and you want to put the foot down. Then you slow down to 70 to get your average about right as you exit. So it's a very blunt instrument.
Absolutely. And look, statistically, motorways are the safest roads we have in the country. Yes, you travel the fastest while you're on them, but actually they are where the least serious accidents happen because you've generally got good road, big long stretches and plenty of room. So if they get the funding for the 100 that they're looking for, it will be interesting to see where they actually land. Will they be more on national roads, regional roads, where the majority of bad accidents are actually happening and where speed is very often a factor.
A final point to you, Kevin. One of our listeners is saying road safety and useless statistics. What is the statistical correlation between road deaths and road safety? Road deaths in themselves are neither accurate nor are they a reliable measure of road safety. we don't have credible or reliable accident injury statistics available. Now, I'm wondering about that. You know, the number of people who are intoxicated when an accident happens, and are they over the limit in terms of the amount of alcohol, or did they just detect alcohol? Maybe alcohol had no part in it. Pedestrians who are, you know, there was stories last week about some of those killed who were pedestrians actually were asleep on the road from intoxication. Do you know, it's the fine detail of every accident, seatbelt wearing, mobile phone use, speeding, alcohol, drugs, that fine detail has to be available to all of us to understand what's going on.
Yeah, and it's very hard to get that because obviously when an accident happens, it's most likely going to show up in the coroner's court rather than the criminal courts most of the time, not always. But and therefore, you're relying on a coroner court who doesn't find blame. That's not their job. But for the details to come out about whether somebody was wearing a seatbelt, how much over the limit they might have been in terms of drink and all the rest. And so we don't get very clear data on all that brought together annually. Even the Garda stats are quite behind a bit. The stats we're quoting here around speeding and drink driving, they're for 11 months of last year. So we're still waiting for the December update and we're now heading into May. So they're quite far behind to try and track these things, Pat. That's an absolutely fair point.
Kevin, thank you very much for joining us. That's Kevin Doyle, a group head of news at Media House and executive editor of the Irish Independent, and Kevin writing about all of this in today's newspaper. Now it's time for this.
Your chance to win big. News Talk's Cash Machine.
Well, after Katie Collins' big win on Friday, €150,000, we've reloaded the machine, and it's a pretty impressive number. €50,198.03. Enter by texting play to 57557 before 3 this afternoon. Then after 3, randomly, we'll make the call. If it happens to be to your phone, you must answer within 5 rings, tell us the total, and you will get the money. The cost is €2.50 plus your standard message rate, over 18s only. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. Full terms on newstalk.com. But remember today's grand total, which is €50,198.03. Text play to 57557. Now, some of the other comments coming in. We've just watched a video of a car and a truck colliding. The car driver was using a mobile phone and lost control of the car. It went over the white line and into the side of the truck, causing the truck to lose control and flipped over. Both vehicles were not speeding, so trying to tell people it's all about speeding is incorrect. Another one says, we moved here from overseas. Irish people are just bad drivers. To do 12 lessons and then go for a test, it's not enough. In Australia, you have to have 150 hours of driving under your belt, all recorded on an app and verified before you get to do a test. That's from Pauline. Another one says, more people are driving. The population is growing. So it's the per capita crash numbers, and we need to understand what they say. I see lots of people every day driving while texting, speeding. Drivers have the seat so far reclined you can barely see their heads over the steering wheel as the vehicle comes towards you. Shocking, no Garda checkpoints either. That's from Martin in Kilkenny. I drive a taxi in 22 years, only ever breathalyzed since Christmas, only seen 2 checkpoints. It's obvious Garda resources are significant in the detections and the deaths and so on. It's simple maths. Deaths on the road prove the point. If they had Gardaí on unmarked motorcycles filtering through traffic as they do in other jurisdictions, it would do a lot to curb mobile phone use while driving. And another one says, and this is, I think, an obvious one, the trouble is on secondary roads, not on motorways. Look at where the deaths actually occur.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.